sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
We are just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Hour 2 already. 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. There's so much going on. We want to hear what you're thinking about. Roger, what Michael said about good for the whistleblowers, it's inevitable, is it not?
Yeah, sure it is. Well, I guess I don't understand your question. What
well,
are you getting
you know,
to?
We, you know, of course people are going to start blowing the whistle. It, you know, when people's animals are being blown away and their children are being hauled off in paddy wagons and handcuffs when they're 6 years old.
Yes, yes, you know, that aspect. Sure.
You
and
are
also
causing the American people to, I hate to say it, they're turning against, you know, their, what else can they do?
Yes, well, that's true. And, but then there's also the aspect whereby you have perhaps the presumption was there's a large enough body of people out there who have been polarized in dialectics do perceive their neighbors as a terrorist, okay? And so the kind of whistleblower that they want to create out of people. And,
Roger, Michael, I'm half expecting them to start paying people.
Well, they
sure,
do, you know.
Sure, as they're desperate for cash or credit anyway. As they get them all bankrupt, they will be desperate, and that kind of activity will occur to some degree. Hopefully not like it would in East Germany back in the communist bloc days or anything. But, yeah, there's going to be hard up losers in this country willing to rat out a neighbor because he's got a gun or whatever. And that'll be pathetic. And, of course, I was totally sarcastic. And the irony that they want people to snitch on nonsense like that. Meanwhile, those supposedly representing our government have got borders wide open. You got illegals driving around without a license, but you or I will get a ticket if we don't have a seatbelt on. And, and Nancy, though, there's a couple other points that I'd like to make real quick, if I could hold on over this next break, too.
I'll hold you over, Michael. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. We've got a lot more to cover. Hang on, Lark. Hang on, Jim in Georgia. We're coming.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. you have an opinion, let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Well, yes, thank you, Nancy. You know, so clearly, you know, we'll get tickets for not wearing a seatbelt. Illegals are driving around without a license. It's my God, to get an accident, even kill somebody. What, they just, you know, they walk away. I mean, what, and so now they want Americans to snitch. I mean, this is how Americans got to get ticked off at that kind of topic and start turning the tables on them and say, we're ticked off with open borders, et cetera. Now, my other points are, you know, just prior to 9/11 incident in New York City, I seen on an interview, I believe it was Fox News, Sean Hannity, with Netanyahu, Benjamin Netanyahu. He actually stated that the terrorism going on in the Middle East, that the people in the middle, in Palestine and Israel are experiencing, will come to the United States, has to come. The American people need to feel it. Actually said it just like that. And so here you are with the jackbooted thug activity that you were talking about earlier. Here it is. They're bringing it here. They want us in perpetual fear constantly as well. Now, last, real quick, a couple months back, talking to a friend here locally, he was ran into a trooper, a state trooper, who are usually very professional around here, not like our local cops, which are amateurs that have that attitude. And the trooper was taking a break. So my friend, joking around, says, giving a lot of tickets out, and the trooper goes, no, no. These poor guys out there, they're all working hard trying to get by in this ridiculous system. I'm just biding my time for retirement. I served in Iraq and stuff, and you know, I just want to bide my time and retire. So my friend asked him, what do you think about this gun going after all our guns and stuff? And he goes, get ready, stock up. Civil War is coming. So that's right from a state trooper here in New York.
Yeah, I have heard the same actually from several soldiers as well. And, you know, and I don't want to demonize all law enforcement. We had a police officer stop by our house, oh, probably about 2 years ago on a very unrelated matter, but he was nice as could be. And I invited him in, and my big dog ran right up to him, and I said, he's friendly, and he pet the dog, and, you know, he was a very, very nice man. Now, I live in a very small town, and, you know, it's probably different here. But, you know, the fact that we are getting beaten up, roughed up, intimidated, insulted, we're having, for instance, we had a guy who didn't want to do a DUI breathalyzer, who was on, I think, a bicycle, and he had a forced catheter shoved into him. It's like, are you kidding me?
Sure, and then and then think of all the TSA harassment incidents at airports. People, how do you tolerate that? Again, we've been taught to tolerate what's intolerable, and I never have, and I never will. And I just hope more and more Americans, people in this country, demonstrate that same initiative and become Americans instead of whatever they are. But they're not Americans if they do not have this attitude.
Yeah, bingo. Michael, I thank you so much. I've got people on the line. Roger, quickly.
Yeah. Okay,
Being taught to accept the intolerable.
Yeah, and I wanted to say, just give some example of hired witnesses, you know?
Yes.
Talking about? Okay. Now, hired witnesses, here's a really good example, and they're not all desperate people. What first comes to mind is the major media, and that's versus the unhired witnesses of RBN. But what about, the example is the news coverage of 9/11. But what about the hired witnesses or the facilitated people in the medical establishment and the educational establishment? Or how about the judges who are paid for, they get rewarded for seizing children out of their families? Or how about the cops with quotas? And so are forms of false witness.
Exactly. You know, the privatized system. We had a judge, I can't remember his name, it started with a C, it looked like kind of an Italian type of name, in Pennsylvania, who was recently charged and convicted of farming like 5,000 children into a prison. These were minors, because he had some type of a deal going, apparently, with that prison, that privatized prison, that gets tons and tons of money for every body they have in there. And then, of course, these privatized prisons set up manufacturing plants in there. So then they got free labor. And, I mean, you know, yeah, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, it's a good
talk about, hired help. Oh, my word.
Oh, my God, yeah.
How about
there's
being
a, really
a
good
not-for-profit?
Yeah.
How about being a not-for-profit and profiling every human being, churches included?
Oh, yeah, well, it profits them. Yeah, I would say, and a good book I'd refer people to called Time is Money, written by a person in prison, and where they basically, you go to prison anymore in the privatized system, and the fruits of your labor is stolen from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Michael,
thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you. All right, Lark in Texas, finally. How are you, Lark?
Oh, good morning, Nancy and Roger.
Morning, Lark.
Morning.
You know, I've got to say that I understand, because I've experienced it in my own life, how easy it is to be induced into a life of organized crime. Now, I've studied things like the mafiosi and how it was organized by the thinkers, people like Giuseppe Mazzini, people like Albert Pike. And what I've recognized today is that we have been living under a tyranny in this country for a very long time. Mm-hmm. People's lives are destroyed because they are induced into lives of organized crime, often unwittingly, but then they become useful idiots to the corruption of which in our society today it is rife. I don't know how anybody can sleep at night to even participate in such a system. But even if you're not even a moral person, or don't even consider morality that big of an issue, I mean, why would you need the complication? My goodness. But I always say, socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. Now, this is a formula. Now,
well,
socialism,
you know, Mark,
can be...
I really got to say, I agree with exactly what you say, but what people don't realize yet is that if they did realize it, people would be getting rid of their quote-unquote stakeholder nonprofit statuses left and right. Because, you know, if you're getting paid by the government, you're being paid to turn others into slaves.
That's right.
That's really the bottom line.
The operative words here to consider are words like compliance, complacence, and complicity.
Yeah, exactly.
These are the operative words. And the truth of the matter is, in a society in which rule of law is no longer intelligible or comprehensible amongst the people, and it is private, because the law today is private, and that's why the courts are have been taken from us. They're
well,
criminal.
And that's why you're getting arrested for things that, you know, you're absolutely clueless. You grow a garden, you get arrested. You give it your neighbor some tomatoes, you get arrested.
Well, this is part of the communitarian scheme of things. See, socialists
yep.
don't believe in private property. They don't believe that anybody has the right to own property except for the state.
Yep.
And I just want to say, just to make it brief, absent a rule of law which is intelligible, and when it has become a private instrument, and then absent money, the money today is nothing more than company script. It is a slave script. It's monopoly money. We are trading away the days and hours and weeks and years of our lives for slave script, and we suffer under the illusion that we can actually own real property. And I'm telling you, we live under a system of socialism. I don't care what kind of socialism you call it. Fascism, corporatism, communism, it is all evil, every bit of it, and it equates to gangsterism. It can only lead to slavery. Our choices are being narrowed in this world. We either throw our lots in with the criminals, or we accept our slavery. And this is precisely what they want for us, because above all else, socialism is a system of arrested development. It's a very inhumane system. And it takes away free will, every aspect of freedom and liberty that you can imagine. When you cannot own property, folks, you are a slave. You've entered into a life of peonage, and that's just the way it is. And I apologize for being so blunt, but I have zero tolerance for criminals. And the way I see it, and from where I sit, I'm surrounded by them.
Well, we all are. You're absolutely right. I mean, when your legal system becomes criminal, you know, I have read that your average American citizen commits about 40 crimes a day, and they're completely clueless. They have no idea whatsoever. Angelo in Missouri, hang with us. We're almost there. Lark, thank you so much. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on Govern America.
Surround. ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. We want to hear from you today because we are talking about the terrorism of the American people. We are talking about the very, very, very heavy-handed, violent, bloody, treatment of the people by law enforcement. We're talking about being frightened. We're talking about having our animals shot. We're talking about having our children arrested. We're talking about living in a very perpetrated and planned state of fear. Lark, are you still with us? Okay, Lark's gone. All right. Roger,
yeah.
I hear Lark's frustration. It is very hard to live beneath something that is so clearly illegal.
Yeah. Well, and the number one thing I think we can do to address this is attempt to get people's minds depolarized. To get them to seek out what I call the third aspect, come to where they have the kind of mentality that can see the truth, and then with that kind of conscious awareness, weigh it against their conscience. And that will tell them what to do in everything they do in life.
And we are definitely going to address this, ladies and gentlemen, because our psyches and our well-being is being affected by what we're seeing, by what we're understanding, and by we're grieving, ladies and gentlemen, we're grieving because we are losing our rights as human beings. Now, before we get into that, Angelo in Missouri, you've been waiting a long time. Welcome to Govern America. Angelo?
Hello. Hello. Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. What's on your mind?
I was calling. Yes. I know for a fact, and I stay in St. Louis, Missouri, and by, like, within a year, they're going to be installing U.S. drone surveillance cameras, and I was pretty shocked. It was an eye-opener, a very big eye-opener, and I've been trying to let and warn people, you know, that it's coming, and just, you know, keep your faith with you, and, man, because it really opened my eyes, because this world is coming to a serious, you know, chaos, man, and civil war, all this. Stuff, you know, it's like it's coming into one big, you know, cluster.
You know, Angelo, it is, you know, I read an article recently and they said in Europe, they said that there's one of these panoptical cameras for every 11 people. They're absolutely everywhere. And when you think of it, when you've got, you know, 100 cameras in a Walmart parking lot and on the roof, and you walk in the store and you walk between these electronic devices and there's cameras everywhere and there's people watching, you know, it really is extraordinary. Even in my classrooms where I teach, there are cameras mounted on the ceilings in every room, and it's not a way to live.
Man, it really isn't at all. I've been awake, and I've been studying this, so I've been researching, fact, documenting information, and, man, it's all coming alive, you know, it's coming. I mean,
it
I tell it, I warn people, because I just graduated out of high school, and I always let it, people at a younger age know, the peers know, but they never listen, and now they can experience it through their entertainment now, it's like it's all coming alive, and, you know, so many people that are so sleep still, and man, yeah.
Well, you just keep talking, keep referring them to sites, refer them to Govern America. Boy, we got a lot of stuff on that website. There are many, many other sites, and, you know, we got to keep working this thing. We got to keep our heads in this.
Yeah, because all it is just one big, you know, terrorism, you know, state. Nanny state, you know.
Yes, sir, you are right on the money. Angelo, honey, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I've got to take my next caller. We need Edmund in Alberta. Welcome, Edmund.
Hello.
Edmund?
No, it's Nick calling from Edmonton.
Is this Edmund in Alberta?
No, it's Nick in Alberta.
Oh, hi. Well, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, this is quite a fascinating subject. It's actually calling from the socialist, fascist, Nazi police state of Canada is where I'm calling from.
Yes.
It's done already. You cannot, there's no possible way to wake people up in this country. It's just, I've been trying for 30 years and there's just no way. No matter how brutal the cops get or anything.
But bingo! This is global!
But here, oh, can I hold on?
Okay, honey, we're getting ready to take our break, and then we'll be coming into our long segment. Just hang with us. We'll be right back on Govern America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Hey, this land was made, you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highways, I saw above me that in the skyways, I saw below me that golden.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. 1-800-313-9443. Nick, you want to finish up your thoughts for us? Nick, are you there? Hello, Nick? Oh, okay. All right. Let's go to George in Texas. George, are you there?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Govern America. What's on your mind? Hello, George?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is, I keep telling patriot groups, you know, it's no longer feeding the beast. And, you know, a lot of this terrorism that's going on by the police is in these big cities. And I noticed they got their conferences in these big cities. And in Texas, we got a lot of nice facilities in places that in jurisdictions that still respect the Constitution. And I really say, stop having your conferences in the big cities and have them out in places where the jurisdictions do respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You know, because I really think we have to stop feeding the beast in these big cities.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, and of course, where all of the big military operations, especially the ones that they are bringing in foreign troops to practice with, are, of course, in most of America's big cities. And so they apparently are planning on some type of big city events. But that's not to say, from a historical point of view, that, you know, it won't spread out into the country, particularly when, you know, we've got these initiatives to relocate us all into the big cities. That is very concerning to me. Well, as you know, Agenda 21, which is the UN plan for the 21st century, specifically says relocate your human populations. They want us out of the rural areas.
Well, as long as the people are armed, I really think that's going to be next to impossible. You know.
Well, yeah, it's going to be rough, except that, you know, they've already locked away millions and millions of acres through the biosphere reserves and the World Heritage Sites. And Obama also put just about every branch of the federal government over the rural areas through, I believe, another executive order. And, you know, the big corporations want the rural areas, they want the land, they want the value of the land, they want the value of what's under the land, and they want us gone. And this is another reason for, you remember Obama's manufacturing hubs? Basically, the jobs are going to be placed only in very key areas. It is going to get, you know, even out here where we live, we're in southern Michigan. There are just home after home after farm after farm after farm for sale. And, you know, sadly, people are leaving the rural areas because they can't make it. And so they're going into town. But, you know, that's not going to be a very safe place to live, as we know.
But, you know, the thing is, the New World Order is not really going very well for them. And, you know, the thing is, the reason why I think Obama's accelerating all this, because they know a good segment of the population is waking up. And personally, I believe, I talked to a few people that work within the government. It's like the morale is pretty low. And believe me, within the federal government, and even in the military, I think there's going to be a Calkescu moment. A Calkescu moment where they're not going to really, obey Obama.
Well, and I think that's why we're bringing in all foreign troops. I think that they know that. You know, people in this country, you know, your military people, horrible things are happening to their parents and their grandparents. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. And, you know, they know what's, the military knows what's going on. And they know what the plan is, too. And a lot of them are, you know, they're not happy. They are American people, and they're not happy.
Well, even
and you're right. I mean, it's not like you don't have the option to stay asleep anymore. It's in your face.
But you know the thing. Even with the foreign troops, they can really be cut off and cut off from their supply too. Because I don't really think there'll be enough foreign troops because. You know, just like in the American Revolution, they brought in the Hessians. That really woke up the population. And I really believe that even with foreign troops, you know, their supply line could be cut off very easily, and they don't really have a garrison to retreat to. And even I talked to a few people in Russia. The Russian airborne troops that they brought in, they're the people they don't really want back in their population in Russia because they are very brainwashed. And, you know, even... like I said, you want foreign troops. I don't really think it's going to do any good for them. Because
I hope you're right. I mean, I have hope. I certainly have hope, or I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. I got to keep going. I've got so many calls backed up. Let me see. We've got Bill in Idaho. Welcome.
Yes, bless you, Nancy. Thank you so much. You folks do a wonderful job getting the truth out. I just wanted to mention Isaiah 51:6-11 kind of says it all. You, all the broadcasters on Republic, and I'm hoping that the audience, and especially the newer audience, is supporting this broadcast, if not your program. The information that goes out, the knowledge of the truth, will ultimately set you free. Going back to Lark's observation, you know, the complicity, if people were to understand, and especially the older listeners, make sure that they listen to Bob Tuscan's rollout. He got on national public forum or whatever it is in Washington, D.C., and it's that serious a situation that they would have to publicly embarrass themselves by putting him off the air. I believe he's on at 6 or 7 tonight on his initial night rollout. And he struck a real blow for liberty, as each and every one of you do, in standing and occupying as our Heavenly Father asks us to do. 1,000 by our left and 10,000 by our right. But it essentially goes back to Lark's discussion. It is the matter of complicity. The 501c3 corporate churches that would prefer to hear the lie and to call you a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them do. Yep.
Complicity with the enemy, and that's the tragedy. The grand jury should be forming now, and there should be a mighty awakening so that each and every individual that has been asked to stand and occupy has other people all of a sudden, and I believe it is in the Bible, that they would all wake up at the same time. The complicity of the 501c3 corporate church and the thuggery that they are participating in and lying to the kids and the younger generations and not telling them the knowledge of the truth that will set them free ultimately will be down to their damnation. And I'd close with an eye for an eye, John Sachs, Deanna Spingola. I consider you ladies and the fact that you ladies are involved in the battle to be tantamount to victory. Ultimately, the discussion was never again. It was Pinnock, her friend and her agent in Eastern Europe during World War II, Lola Potok. P-O-T-O-K, ultimately was the great-great-grandmother that came to America and bought up Hughes, which is now, I guess, Lockheed Boeing. But it all goes to those that would say they are Jews but are not. And that very cabal of criminal behavior is what is attempting this total information management, as well as total worldwide control.
All well, we let have me to tell you, I totally agree with you. If you want the answers to the problem, it's called the Word. Roger, your take on that.
Oh, well, and I completely agree with him. I would point out that the very existence of terrorism being used reveals the very weakness of the system. They expend enormous amounts of resources to terrorize the people and polarize the mentalities and to facilitate their beliefs. Why? Why don't they just openly conquer? Because they know they cannot openly conquer an awake and moral people. And so I would and have prayed, and I will pray again, for the one caller before that says no way to wake up the people in Canada. Remember the Lord says, some sow while others reap. And I pray, and the Lord has graced my weak resolve with showing me at times in the past where I had sowed some seeds, and then he allowed me to see the results of that sowing, which I had not anticipated. And so if he is speaking to people for 30 years, he is sowing seeds out there, and with the Lord's blessing, they do come to fruition, but others reap it. I pray the Lord let him see this, so he may know that even though there may be no way to wake up people under the power of man's efforts, even if there wasn't, our God is the God that does the impossible. And
exactly.
They are waking
Amen.
Up.
Bill, I've got to let you go. I've got many more callers on the line. Thank you for your call. We appreciate you. Greg in Georgia, you're up next. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Nancy. You hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear.
I wanted to say, Bill, when I heard that gentleman talking about where John said an eye for an eye, maybe he should go back and read why Jesus died on the cross under the rules of Moses' law. If you were mistreated, then you were done the same way. Jesus was crucified through a lie. So everybody that should have been crucified, they didn't get crucified. By him dying, he changed Moses' law, an eye for an eye. There is no such thing anymore. If he'll read Hebrew, he'll see where Jesus came in. But what I called you about was, I just get tired of hearing these atheists and these Muslims suing the Christian people because they want this and that we believe in taken out of their eyesight and out of their earsight. Why can we not counter-sue these people? That'll put a stop to them wanting to sue us for every time we turn around. But there is no eye for an eye. That's the reason Jesus died on the cross. He could have said, Father, they've done it to me, and I do it to them. But instead, he said, forgive them, for they know not what they did. But what they've done, because he came in as a new moderator. We're not under the old agreement that the Lord had with the Israelites in Egypt.
I agree.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
So, amen to that. Roger.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
And, excuse me. Go ahead, Roger.
Oh, if you want to see the origins of a lot of what people and biblical scholars have observed to be two sort of at opposition gods portrayed in the Old Testament, I suggest one go and read the testimony of Stephen just before he was slayed. Okay.
He doesn't want us to live in the Old Testament, Roger. He gave his son up so the Old Testament would be gone.
Well, what I'm saying is that what we have is an interpretation of the law that went through the filter of the temple of Moloch, the tabernacle of Moloch. And when Stephen revealed this, first transgression of Israel in the wilderness before they even entered the promised land, then it is very revealing to see that when the Lord came, he gave the essence of the law, and in its true essence, and in three simple commands. And this, in my opinion, and I can back it up by scripture all over the place, such as when that covenant was broken, was on the cross, and that is revealed in the last four chapters of Zechariah, which is misnamed. It's actually the prophet Jeremy.
Hebrews will tell you all about it, too.
Pardon
me? Hebrews will tell you that Jesus came as the new moderator. That means we are not under the covenant that the Lord God made with his people in Egypt. We're under a new covenant. And to tell people they should go for an eye for an eye is what these Muslims believe in. They don't believe in Jesus coming back as the second coming because they still live an eye for an eye. And when they hear
All right. Greg, I thank you for your call, but I have to keep going. Okay,
right,
we've got Nick
much.
In Alberta. Bye-bye. Quickly, Nick, you're back. Nick.
Hear me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. I just wanted to come up with some solutions. Like here in Canada, we got a Chinese soldier behind on every single corner, and they're going to take this country exactly the same way Germany took Norway. They're going to wake up one morning, put their uniforms on, grab their guns, and we're an unarmed population. So this country's finished. Now, as far as what we should do, forget about the Obamas and the Stephen Harpers and the Napolitanos, all those just forget about them. What you do is you go after the minions, the payroll clerks, the police, the prosecutors, the judges. Put signs in front of their homes saying who and what they are. They are part of an occupying force. Then when their neighbors see those signs, they're going to get engaged and say, why are you doing that? Now you have the opportunity to wake them up. Go after the tow truck drivers who are stealing our cars, the bailiffs who are stealing our homes. Put signs in front of their homes. When they get tired of waking up to that every day, they will cease. Shame them into quitting what they're doing.
Okay, Nick, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up to the next break. Sit tight with us. We've got Steve in Colorado coming up. We will be right back on Govern America.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are at the top of the hour. We're going to turn a corner. We're going to talk about ourselves a little bit. In the meantime, I want to go to Steve in Colorado. Steve, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Morning,
awesome, guys. Hi, welcome.
There's so many subjects, I get confused after a while where to start, because from Bible verses to police brutality, I mean, wow. it's overwhelming. I'm really upset with a lot of churches too. You guys brought out a great subject. Here in Colorado, we got video cameras all over the place in certain areas. you have these traffic camera lights, and I'm just shocked that some people that have the nerve to say, or some Christians to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist guy or whatever, and they actually ignore all these cameras that are all over the place, and people should be outraged that this so-called president has the nerve to say that there should be drones flying all over the place spying on people. I'd like to say to some of those people that have that attitude, how would you like it if there was a security guard watching you right behind you in a shopping center everywhere you go? Because we're almost at that point.
Well, we are at that point. You know, we have RFID in our computers. We have them in our tagless underwear. We've got RFID in our cell phones. We've got RFID on our car license plates. We're getting ready to carry biometric cards. We have children already that are being iris scanned in their school systems. I saw that Bill Gates has given a bunch of money for several 100 test students to be forced to wear biometric bracelets in school.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we've got, you know, all of our animals are being having chips put under their skin. I mean, it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary what we accept.
You know what? When
people think that they're doing a wonderful thing if they have their pets chipped.
Yep.
Are you crazy? They're the test population for you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't want to change the subject too, but you guys are talking about Agenda 21 before, and if you look at this one website, you're going to be kind of shocked who's in charge of it. It's called Force, Force, by Force, ForceChange.com. To me, right there is Agenda 21. And, about the chips, I mean, you know, I had an ATM card and didn't know it, but by fun, you know, I just said, let me put this in a microwave for about 4 to 6 seconds. Sure enough, the RFID chip exploded. And, they put it in your ATM cards without you even knowing it, without your consent. So, I mean, you know, it just doesn't end. And I'm sick and tired of seeing video cameras all over the place. And, you know, and then now you're seeing more radar cop cars of motorcycle cops just, you know, I mean, just people, what, you're going to go 10 miles over the limit? Are you bothering anyone? Are you harming anyone?
I hear you. It's absolutely nuts.
Horrible.
Steve, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to our final hour, which I cannot believe. And we're going to turn a corner. We're going to work on us, because our psyches are being damaged, our hearts are being damaged, and we got to stay strong, and we got to figure out a way to do it. Hang with us. We will be right back on Govern America.